If you told me even 2 years ago that sports bars would be having a moment in 2023, I would not have believed you. But have you seen the traffic around the old Happy Foot, Sad Foot parking lot in Silver Lake? Just a couple miles down from Dodger Stadium, Pija Palace, which replaced the Sunset Foot Clinic last year, features traditional sports bar fare, but with an Indian and Italian bent. Think dosa onion rings, Kashmiri red chili and garam masala wings, and sag pizza. Pija Palace was named 2022's Restaurant of the Year by Eater LA, and restaurateur Avish Naran joins us for this week's In the Weeds.
Hi, my name is Avish Naran, and I am the owner of Pija Palace. I grew up right in the middle of Los Angeles, where we were surrounded by Little Tokyo and Chinatown and Thai Town and Alvera Street. And like growing up, I'd eat out often, not fine dining per se, but we have just such a strong ethnic community here that I was always eating good food. And I think I just grew up just eating quality meals. And that's how I started getting into food. My parents definitely had career aspirations for me. I don't think it's any Indian parents' dream for them to chase a life of food or owning and operating a restaurant. I'm sure they much rather prefer I was a doctor or an attorney. But after the point when I started to take this more seriously, I started to stage at Pacific Dining Car, which is now closed, but I love that restaurant. And through there, I really got to learn my chops just as a prep cook, and then went to culinary school after that. I was a big fan of sports bars growing up. A lot of family time and a lot of time with my friends all revolved around sports bars. It's just like such a fun time. Like the food's unassuming and like nobody's like writing like Yelp reviews. I mean, they're writing them about Pija Palace, but I was hoping that like it would be more of a place where people would come in and like not really think, not really like get into like all that fuss, watch the game. But yeah, I was a huge sports bar fan. Even when my team is losing, like I've never left a sports bar. Like, why did I come here tonight? I appreciate that everybody's coming to Pija Palace and they enjoy it and that we've gotten all this press, but I never intended on doing it better. I just wanted to do it my way. So Pija Palace physically is kind of the anti-sports bar. The things that I didn't like about sports bars, or most of them, is that they're kind of dark, dingy, like super loud. The floors are kind of sticky, like a little dive bar-y. So Pija Palace, I kind of wanted it to have a little bit more of a feminine touch. We have light woods all over the place. There's a lot of things from my youth that I brought into the restaurant that I loved. I love soda fountains, so we've got a vintage one restored and put into the restaurant. The men's and women's restrooms kind of feel like an elementary school restroom. Lots of TVs. You should be able to watch your game from any angle. It's a cozy sports bar. We're in the middle of Silver Lake. It's not like we have like Buffalo Wild Wings type of real estate. Like, this isn't 5,000 square feet. We have 80 small seats. Yeah, it's just like a really, really small neighborhood sports bar. So the food at Pija Palace is a mix of Italian-American and sports fare with an Indian twist. I designed the menu based on things that I was eating growing up, along with stuff that I just thought would work well and things that I thought would work well for the neighborhood and just sports bar food. I wasn't the first person to kind of like go down the pathway of mixing Indian and Italian food. This is something that's obviously been done in the Bay with Zante's, and Giulio's and Cerritos is another Indian pizza parlor. So I learned from seeing, and then I also just learned from growing up. My aunts and then also like the community around me were always doing things like making like Indian stuffed shells and like different kinds of like Indian pastas that aren't typically seen in Indian restaurants, but like they're born in America. If you're going to the grocery store and see like some burrilla shells and like you got a pantry full of Indian ingredients, like this is what you get. That's how like some of the ideas started to form around me. In the restaurant, we apply them the same way. For instance, our tandoori spaghetti dish, we don't have a tandoor, but we try to emulate the flavors of a tandoor by taking a lot of smoked chilies and like burning a lime and like getting some charred lime in there. And we use ghee, and it really should just feel like a pasta that feels tandoori. The pizza program at PG Palace is an interesting one. Everybody's got their own favorite, even amongst the staff. My favorite right now is the Mukni Bunny Ear Stinger Chilies. I eat that one quite often. We do our pizza in the style of New Jersey tavern bar style pizzas. So super flat, super thin, cooked on a baking steel, really crispy edges. The sauce and the toppings go all the way to the edge. So there's no like definable crust on the pizza sometimes. You know, it's a sports bar, you gotta have wings. We do three different wings here. They all come with tandoori style marinades. All of those wings come with either our curry leaf ranch or our yogurt Stilton. Miles and I both have British roots, so we throw a little bit of English bits in there when we can. Right now, it's the middle of basketball season, so we've been playing that, and it's also the close of the football season, so that's what's on now, but we play a little bit of everything. When baseball season's on, that's popping. I'm getting educated. I wasn't really a huge tennis fan coming into opening up PG Palace. Just didn't grow up around it, but I've never seen PG Palace as crazy as when, like, Serena Williams was playing her match. Like, it was insane. I was like, I didn't even know that there was this many tennis folks in LA. But yeah, we'll play anything. If there's something you want to watch, even if it's like some obscure like lacrosse match and I can get the package, I'll happily get the package and then we'll watch lacrosse. I don't know that I ever imagined us getting to this point when I opened the restaurant, because like I was green, Miles is green, nobody really knew who we were, nobody wrote any articles about us, nobody cared about what we were doing. When all these like press articles started coming, when people started traveling from Orange County and Thousand Oaks and the Valley and stuff, it blew my mind. I appreciate it, because like we're in the parking lot of Comfort Inn. It's pretty insane to think that people would travel that long of a distance to come and eat and watch a game. Like, it's not like we're Vespertine or something, you know?
That's restaurateur Avish Naran. He's behind PG Palace in Silver Lake. They're completely booked for Super Bowl Sunday. But when you do go, try the Malai rigatoni and the Adosa onion rings, my favorites. Here's a new way to drink responsibly. Support Black-owned craft brewers when you pick up your next six-pack. We've got the details when Good Food returns.